definitely speaking with Jim?
Yes, you are.
Before we do continue, I do want to let you know that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. The reason for my call today is regarding some concerning activity in your Coinbase account linked to jim.at gmail.com. Sorry for any mispronunciations on that.
That's okay.
We detected a new device logging in from Salt Lake City, Utah, and attempt to withdraw from a flagged IP address. Can you confirm if this was you?
No.
Alrighty. Additionally, I do see an attempted email change to asdfbeam7895@hotmail.com. I'm also guessing this wasn't your doing, sir.
Right, that's not me.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and mark this down as fraudulent activity. In case we get disconnected, can you please write down this case ID number for reference?
Sure.
Alrighty, sir. The case ID number is 421-424. Once again, that was 421-424.
Okay, got it.
Are you able to repeat that ticket number back to me, sir?
I got it. We're okay.
I do have to ask you to repeat that ticket number back to me, sir. It's just for safety precautions, just knowing that you did write it down. Sir?
Yeah, I got the number just fine. I feel
secure. Are you
able
to repeat that back to me?
Not right now.
Why is that, sir? We will not be able to proceed until I know that you have written the ticket number down and that you have repeated it back to me.
Why can't we proceed?
Sir, I already know the ticket number. I don't know why you are struggling just to repeat it back to me.
It's not a security code. I'm fine proceeding.
It's not a security code, it's just a case ID number.
Great. I can always call back and ask for this case if I need to, so I'm happy proceeding.
If this number does get lost, then we're not responsible for any funds that have been sent away.
Okay.
Are you okay with that, sir?
Sure.
Alrighty. Please keep this ticket number private. It's for support purposes only, and Coinbase will never request this number via email. To ensure your security, we can place a 24-hour lock on your account. This action will not only secure your account, but also reverse any unauthorized changes. All transactions, conversions, purchases, sales, and send-outs will be restored back to normal. I also noticed a support ticket on your Coinbase account requesting an increase in daily purchase limits. It was created about 13 minutes ago. Can you confirm if this was you, sir?
No.
Alrighty. To ensure your security, I'll mark this request as fraudulent and close it down immediately.
Great.
Given the unauthorized access to your account, they might have gained access to your payment methods. This could be any linked credit cards, debit cards, or bank accounts that you do have on your Coinbase account. Would you like me to remove these payment methods to prevent further unauthorized access?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then is this the best callback number to reach you in case we do get disconnected?
Yes.
Perfect. In case this call disconnects, near one of my colleagues will give you a call back at this number. Do you still currently have access to your email on file to your Coinbase account?
Yes.
Are you the primary account holder of your Coinbase account?
Yes.
Do you use your Coinbase account frequently, and do you still currently hold assets in your Coinbase account?
I do have access.
Alrighty, for security purposes, we are able to subscribe you to Coinbase Bytes, which basically gives you updates to your email about data breaches and updates to your Coinbase account. It's a 100% free subscription, but we do recommend it to all of our customers. Would you like to go ahead and proceed with that?
No, thanks.
Alrighty, sir. We do suggest it to all of our customers. If you ever want to change your mind, you can visit us on our Coinbase website and subscribe to it yourself. There are going to be a couple steps we are going to go ahead with to fully secure your Coinbase account and safeguarding your assets. I'm going to go ahead and email you a password reset to your current email address on file. That was jim.at gmail.com. Is that correct, sir?
Right.
Alrighty, give me 1 second to do that. wait for that email to send, are you familiar with the Coinbase wallet app?
Yes.
Do you currently have that downloaded on your cellular device?
No.
What we are going to do is have you download the Coinbase wallet app and temporarily store your assets in there while we secure your main Coinbase account. The Coinbase wallet app is 100% owned by USA and we do not have access to it.
All right, I got your email.
All righty, sir. Would you be able to go ahead and download the Coinbase wallet app, sir?
Yeah, I've got it on my desktop.
The Coinbase wallet app?
Right.
All righty. So I am going to have you navigate back to that email, and then it should say secure assets. And then it will prompt you to a password reset and then a whitelist section after. What we are going to have you do is, after you click on the secure assets, please do not close out of the tab at any time until we are finished with this call. There will be another step after the password reset. So after the password reset, just let me know when you are there.
While I do that, what's the next step? What do I need to do?
There's going to be a step where you whitelist your Coinbase wallet app. Basically, what happens during the whitelisting section is that you can only send assets from your Coinbase wallet, or your Coinbase app, sorry, sir, to your Coinbase wallet app. This is just so we can make sure that it is 100% you, and that we can know that it is only, the transactions will only be sent from that Coinbase wallet, or Coinbase app to the Coinbase wallet. No other transaction will be able to go through if you do have someone in your Coinbase account. If someone is in your Coinbase account and their wallet is not whitelisted, they will not be able to send anything.
All right, I'm pulling something up real quick. Just taking me a moment to get that link open. Switched computer, so it's taking me a minute.
If you need any help during this process, I'll remain on the line.
Let's see, so that 421-424-CBWallet.com. Reset_password. Confirm that I'm not a robot. I'm not a robot. CAPTCHA. Well, that looks like a tiger. Does the cat look like a tiger? Maybe. Alright, I've reset my password.
Does it say that it is confirming something, sir?
Yes.
Alrighty, let me know when it does prompt you to the whitelist section, sir.
Okay, so it's looks like it's, I'm seeing something about a whitelist.
That is correct. Is it asking you for the 12-word recovery phrase, sir?
Yes.
Alrighty, so what I am going to have you do is navigate to your Coinbase wallet app.
Okay.
And then when you are in the Coinbase Wallet app, you see the settings button in the bottom right of your screen.
Yes.
I'm going to have you click on that. And then it's going to ask you to go to the wallet subcategory. Do you see the wallet subcategory?
Yep, I got it.
And then click address one or whatever you have named your address to your wallet.
Okay.
And then you see where it says recovery phrase?
Yes.
What you are going to do is paste that 12-word phrase, which is your recovery phrase, into the whitelist section. And once you have whitelisted your Coinbase Wallet app, you will only be able to send funds from your Coinbase app to your Coinbase Wallet app.
Okay. All right, I'll just copy and paste that in there. And submit. All right, so I should be protected now, right?
That is correct, sir. Does it say that it has been successful?
Yes, it appears so.
It says successfully whitelisted or something in that sense?
Right.
Alrighty. So what we are going to have you do is, you know how to send assets from one wallet to another?
Yes. Hello?
Hello. So what we are going to have you do is transfer your funds from your Coinbase app to your Coinbase Wallet app.
It's kind of big. There's like $2 million in there. Is that going to be a problem?
That will not be a problem, sir. It might just take a little bit more time to confirm.
All right. Let me just enter. Okay. So I've got... It's all in Bitcoin. All right. Okay, it looks like it's in process. So I think that should be all we need right now.
Alrighty, once you have successfully transferred your funds over, please let me do know that. They should be in your Coinbase Wallet app, and we have placed a 24-hour lock on your Coinbase account. So after the 24-hour period, you will be able to transfer it back. Any fees that you do have on your Coinbase Wallet transfers, we will be covered by Coinbase itself, sir.
Gotcha. Okay, it's good to know. So just one final question. How many people fall for this?
You would be surprised, sir.
Yeah.